We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
To first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Wichita City Council to consider Delano Improvement Plan. We've got the story.
Wichita police search for a bank robber. I'm Dan O'Neill.
A young boy has died after a pony flipped onto him. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Yesterday, we hit 93 for the high in Wichita. We can expect another breezy and hot afternoon again today. Our complete forecast in just a few minutes.
18-year-old Alexis Wilson was busted in Oklahoma's Pittsburgh County after being accused of threatening to shoot 400 people at her former high school. Fox's Justin Ayer has more.
Deputies say Wilson made comments to a co-worker here at the Pizza Inn that she recently just purchased an AK-47. She then showed the co-worker videos on her phone of her shooting the gun and later saying she'd gunned down 400 people at McAllister High School. Sheriff Chris Morris says it's where Wilson used to go to school, but she got kicked out for bringing in a knife and wearing a swastika.
I would never be able to sleep at night not knowing that we didn't act on it and pursue it and investigate it to the fullest extent.
Thanks to employees at the Pizza Inn, deputies tracked Wilson down at her home. Inside, they found an AK-47 and shotgun with ammo.
Wilson's bond has been set at $250,000. Wilson's mother is reported to have told police she was aware her daughter had been saving for and buying the rifle, but didn't think anything of it because Alexis has always shot firearms and had hunted.
A Fidelity Bank location robbed by a person who indicated that she had a gun.
It happened around 2:40 Monday afternoon at the bank branch in the 2100 block of North Bradley Fair. Bank employees told officers that a woman entered the bank and handed a note to a teller indicating that there was a gun, but none was seen. Investigators say that an undetermined amount of money was given to the suspect, who then fled the bank on foot. You can find a photo of the suspect in the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. If you know the identity of this person or have any information about this crime, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 316-267-2111 or police detectives at 316-268-4407. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will consider requested improvements for the Delano neighborhood just west of the Arkansas River. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
It's exciting. I think the next step is you're going to see the Delano single houses maybe start a renaissance and see investments in those.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS.
A 7-year-old boy has died after the pony he was riding flipped over on top of him. Max Henderson of Winfield died Sunday at a Wichita hospital. He was a second grader at Country View School in Winfield. Max's family said in a statement that he was at home roping a calf sled when his pony flipped over on him. He died after emergency surgery.
Democrats are divided over impeaching Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh after the New York Times corrects a bombshell report about alleged sexual misconduct.
A resolution calling for the House Judiciary Committee to launch an impeachment inquiry into Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh could be introduced as early as today by Massachusetts Democrat Ayanna Pressley. But any effort to remove Kavanaugh would likely hit a roadblock in the Republican-controlled Senate, where members like Senator Tom Tillis tell Fox News at night,
"It was a hit then, it's a hit now, there is no information there."
Still, top Democrats like Dianne Feinstein say the White House and Senate Republicans kept the FBI from doing its job in fully investigating all allegations against Kavanaugh. In Washington, Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Were the Kansas City Royals up for a comeback on the West Coast? We will have highlights coming up in sports.
AAA says the cost of operating a new car is going up rather dramatically. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. Well, if you're thinking about changing your transportation, be prepared to pay more for it. Sean Stewart of AAA Kansas says after purchasing a home, buying a vehicle is probably a consumer's second biggest expense.
With all of the sensors and computerized elements of modern cars now, you know, even a slight fender bender can get you into the multiple thousands of dollars in terms of repairs.
Average maintenance and repair costs climbed marginally to 8.94 cents per mile. That's up 8.9% over last year. The increase was fueled by the growing complexity of vehicle systems and an updated methodology for calculating repair costs.
Lawmakers versus lobbyists on the hardwood tonight for the annual congressional basketball game.
Gallaudet University will be home to the 21st annual congressional basketball game this evening, starting with a game involving staff members, followed by a showdown featuring familiar faces from Capitol Hill. The Sports and Fitness Industry Association will provide the equipment as Democrats get set to take on Republicans as part of a hoops tradition since 1998. Now, the congressional basketball game had actually predated that. In fact, in 1991, the Democratic Dunkin' Donkeys took down the Republican Fighting Elephants. That's because the Dems had former NBA player turned Maryland Congressman Tom McMillan, leading to a GOP protest of the annual affair. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A woman has been found dead in the Brandon, Florida home of a man who was acquitted of murder 6 years ago. Fox 13 Tampa's Catherine Hawley has more.
Back in 2013, a 32-year-old man was murdered inside this same house. Ralph Wald was charged, then acquitted of murdering his wife's lover after catching them together in the living room. According to property records, Wald still owns the home. However, it's unclear if the couple is involved in today's investigation.
Detectives say the victim is the woman, and she died from upper body trauma. KNSS News Time now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Got a call just a little bit ago from traffic tracker Patrick. He said westbound on Kellogg, or sorry, eastbound on Kellogg right now, right around the Meridian Edwards exits, there was a... Well, he said it was a fender in the roadway, in the right lane.
Fender or a bumper or something like
that. Yeah, a fender, bumper, that sort of thing. He said people were having to kind of swerve to get around it, so watch out for, I guess you would call that traffic hazard, debris in the roadway.
Yeah, there you go.
Right there, westbound, or sorry, eastbound on Kellogg near Meridian Edwards. Traffic update from 98.7, 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a few patchy high clouds passing nearby, it's going to be a warm start to the morning. Sunny, breezy, and heating up again this afternoon with a high close to 90. Tonight, some clouds will start to move in. Our low 71. Sunny and windy again tomorrow with a high 92. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, south wind at 8 miles per hour, 72 degrees. With Steve and Ted on KNSS. Sunny, warm day across central Kansas. Monday, high temperature was 93 degrees. Normal high for the date is 83. Today is September 17th. On this date in 1972, MASH premiered on CBS and stayed on the air for 11 years. Good long run for MASH. Good character development. Of course, that was based on a movie that came out a year or two before that with Elliot Gould and some other people, Donald Sutherland. And the original movie, kind of dark.
Rather dark.
Yeah. You know. They had some funny moments, but it was kind of dark. Wow.
Loved the TV show, especially about the first 6 years.
Yep.
Just still see funny, it. Funny stuff.
Still see it in reruns, too. 8:11 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And, Ted, I know that you're always looking for a job. Today is Amazon Career Day. And with us to talk about that, Fox News Radio's Jeff Bonasso. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, guys. You'd have to pack up and leave, though. We're talking about jobs in Dallas, Nashville, Seattle at HQ1, Boston, here in Chicago, and the companies. HQ2, their big campus there in Arlington, Virginia. 30,000 jobs. That's the full time jobs. That's what Amazon is adding to its workforce and putting on major hiring events in these cities, these six cities across the country.
Are you realizing, Jeff, today is actually IT Appreciation Day? Those people who work in computers in our companies, this is the day we're supposed to appreciate them.
Yeah, well, you know, we do appreciate them because, you know, when I got the blue screen of death at work,
yeah,
there's no better person to have around than your IT person. But it's jobs like that. It's computer vision scientists, it's software developers, IT folks, and even entry level roles at fulfillment centers starting out at $15 an hour that the company says they're looking for. And so we'll see how many they hire, but it's interesting that, you know, this is a national news story because there are businesses across the country that can't fill roles. There are more jobs than there are bodies to fill them. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, how many folks come to these career day events for Amazon. It's also hiring tens of thousands of part-time, employees for seasonal help. The holiday is just around the corner. And, I mean, come on, who goes to a mall anymore? You just go online and you order stuff from Amazon. So they're going to need that help.
Well, it's an excellent point. Of course, we've had stories on the past few days about people like FedEx delivery people. They're going to put on tens of thousands of seasonal help. I don't know where they're going to get them. And you had a good point. Here in South Central Kansas, Wichita, the jobs are there. We just don't have people to fill them. And that's a good point you make about where are they going to find these 30,000 people?
Yeah, I'm not sure. But look, it's good for the workforce because it means that they're going to pay more to get good qualified people and good help because good help is hard to come by, particularly when there are, you know, millions of jobs across the country that are unfilled. This is an event that Amazon is putting on, and you know some of these jobs they pay six figures too, so it could be beneficial for some folks who maybe want a career change or who are smart when it comes to computers, or at least smarter than me, and to get a new job because there's lots of jobs, particularly with Amazon.
If you got qualifications, you can do a little shopping and go to that place where you want to live, and maybe the great sports team, whatever, right?
You bet.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thanks for being with us this morning. Fox News Radio's Jeff Bonasso talking about Amazon Career Day. And he made an excellent point. They're looking at 30,000 very, you know, pretty high-tech skilled jobs there. And others, 10,000 temporaries, thousands of temporaries. It's we're in a place here where people who have the qualifications and in the right qualifications can do some pretty good job shopping. Our unemployment rate here in South Central Kansas, the Wichita area, about 3.3%, which we used to say in the old days when unemployment was high, well, if you get under 4%, that's full employment. Well, we do have it, and we got jobs out there for people who you don't have enough people to fill the jobs.
So where can I move to?
Oh, gosh. what's your favorite sports team? You want to go to Dallas and see the Cowboys? You know, it's kind of one of those deals. All right, Ted. It's 8:15, Steve and Ted. Wanted to share with you the story of the pigeon story from Chicago. A pigeon apparently did not think much of a lawmaker's idea to address a messy situation at a Chicago Transit Authority stop, known by some as the Pigeon Poop Station. One of the birds did its business on the head of Democratic State Representative Jamie Amrati.
Oh, boy.
Amrati, that is, as he was discussing the problem with a reporter outside of the Irving Park Blue Line Station. Yeah. During the interview, Andrade rubbed the top of his head and said, "I think they just got me." They did.
Yep.
Sidewalks outside the station are covered in bird waste and feathers.
Right.
Andrade has been trying to fix the problem because, you know, trying to come up with some sort of a fix other than, you know, get a cat in there and turn the cat loose. I don't know.
The pidgeys.
Why isn't it the White Line Station?
Oh. It's a Blue Line Station. I don't know what the difference is there, but... Yeah, that's got to be embarrassing. You're doing an interview about that, and somebody does it right on top of your head.
Yeah, it's right out of a movie.
My wife, several years ago, worked downtown at just a place very close to, I'm not going to say exactly where it is, but the place had some trees next to it, and the birds came in, and they were crows, actually. I think they were crows. Remember when we had all those crows down in Riverside area, down the river?
Yeah, crows get to be a problem in this town.
Well, she couldn't park her car in that parking lot because if she did, every afternoon it looked like...
Here come the dive bombers.
Yeah, it would just like speckle all over the car. And you know that stuff.
That's beautiful.
If you don't get it cleaned off quick, it'll eat up the finish on a car.
Oh, yeah.
So she had to park a block away to go to work.
Just a couple of days ago, I was in a Dillon's parking lot. There were some crows walking around that were completely unimpressed by human beings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They were just walking around, walking right up to people, you know, just barely moving if someone was within maybe a foot of them.
Crows are the gackles. It's just a little smaller blackbird. I saw them at Dillon's yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not afraid of humans.
They're rather brazen. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The crows, when I ran, my running route used to take me by Sim Park, by the golf course, between the golf course and the river down there, little path. And there were crows, and when the infestation was really going, they would see me coming, and they would start alerting each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And it would, as I went, they would progressively squawk. And I asked somebody about that one time, and a wildlife expert says, yeah, crows are very smart. That's a smart animal. Smart
bird.
Yeah,
they're all letting.
Yeah.
They're letting everybody know.
Yeah. Here comes a guy.
Here comes the guy that does the Macintosh report.
Here comes that bald guy. Get out of here. Okay. Bird news this morning with Steve and Ted. 8:18 now, Steve and Ted. And time for sports. Ted Woodward this morning talking about a late game on the coast last night.
Yeah. Kansas City Royals beginning their last road trip of the season. It starts out in Oakland against the Athletics last night in a game that stretched into the wee hours of the morning. Didn't end until 12:42 in the morning here in Central Time. The Royals and the Oakland Athletics started out a little poor for the Royals. They were down early, and they were down by 3 runs, in fact, by the second inning already. But they got things turned around. At least put themselves in position to win, still trailing going into the ninth inning. Got a game-tying home run, 5-5. Hey, that's good.
Yeah.
And then they kept the rally going in the ninth. You heard it on Sports Radio KFH.
With very good speed at second base. Hendricks gives him a look. Here's the pitch. Mondesi with a base hit to left. Here comes Whit Merrifield, rounding third. He's coming home, and the Royals have the lead. Mondesi into second base. Safe with a double.
And the Royals come back all the way and win it 6-5, snapping Oakland's 6-game winning streak. Oakland still has the top wild card spot in the American League, but I hope this one didn't hurt them. They still have 11 games to go. Check that lead. The Kansas City Royals manager, Ned Yost, that was win number 1,200 in his managerial career.
How about that?
That's a good one. And the Royals are at Oakland again tonight. Live coverage begins at 8:30 p.m., and you can listen to the Royals and the A's right here on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 a.m., 97.5 FM. Over in the National League, the first-place St. Louis Cardinals helped themselves with a home win to beat the Washington Nationals 4-2. The Cardinals have a 2-game lead atop the National League Central Division, with just a dozen games to go in the regular season. You want to know all about the Kansas City Chiefs? Well, make sure you listen tonight to the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show with play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtus. The Chiefs get ready for their home opener coming up on Sunday afternoon in Arrowhead Stadium against Baltimore. Of course, the Chiefs are off to a 2-0 start, and they'll cover it all tonight on the Chiefs Kingdom Show, 6 o'clock this evening. Listen to that on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And a happy birthday today to one of the great pitchers to ever come through Wichita on his way to the big leagues. John Franco is 59 years old today. Great relief pitcher, played for the Wichita Arrows in 1984, and then went on to play 21 years in the big leagues, mostly with the Reds and the Mets. Four-time All-Star, 424 career saves, 90 career wins as well. He was number two all-time in saves when he retired. Most ever by a left-handed pitcher. And he pitched very well for the Mets in the 2000 World Series. Ended up appearing in 1,119 games, third all-time.
I confess to you that I didn't pay much attention to his career. He was very, very good, wasn't he?
He was really good. And for 21 years,
yeah.
He was really good. He's in the New York Mets Hall of Fame. When he came up for the Baseball Hall of Fame ballot, he's number two all-time in saves, you'd think. Guys,
shoo-in.
Yeah, he'd got less than 5% of the vote, which means that you get thrown off the ballot. So he didn't even muster 5% on his first time on the ballot. They threw him out, and now he'll have to wait several years until the Veterans Committee addresses it.
See, that's what I'm saying. Franco, below my radar. I mean, I don't know who the guy is. And maybe it was because he was in a small market, and
In Cleveland, but in Cleveland.
He was in the, no, he was with the Mets.
With the Mets.
Most of his years, most of his career was with the Mets.
You'd think he'd have gotten more publicity than that. No.
He's a great pitcher.
Yeah.
And we had him here in Wichita for a little bit with the Wichita Arrows back in 84. John Franco's birthday. He is 59 today. That's sports with Stephen Tidd.
822 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Recent Iranian behavior. What's going on there? Sean's going to tell us. Coming up, Stephen Tidd in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.